Greetings, Chicagoland. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly program, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, based on improving lives through public service and volunteerism. Today's presentation is brought to you by the Forum to Achieve, Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, The Fact Organization, with more than a 75-year legacy of promoting peace, harmony, equality, and social justice for all. Building Community, Strengthening Nations features newsmakers and movers and shakers engaged in enlightening discussions on current issues and events that positively impact our diverse communities. The FACT organization invites you to contact us for general information or referral services, volunteer opportunities, and suggestions, questions, or comments regarding programming topics and guests. Please call FACT at 773-424-8002 to reach our 24-hour voicemail and facsimile. Our email address is faactorg@aol.com. Now tell your friends to tune in to FACT every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. We're streaming live over the internet at www.thechicagolighthouse.org. My name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. I am the founder and executive director of the FACT organization, and today I am so pleased to serve as your host. FACT is always excited about this opportunity to share time with you, our most valued listening public, with different weekly topics of interest that positively influence our communities. However, as we always say, this can only be accomplished with your help. The fact is, we all need each other, and by uniting our efforts, we can make a positive difference for everyone. In a nutshell, FACT's combined vision and mission is to help create a better world through educating the public and coalescing with others to eradicate biases and prejudices, as well as hate crime. Chicagoland, we are very excited about today's program. We have a very esteemed guest joining us today, Dr. Janet P. Schlick, President and Chief Executive Officer right here at the Chicago Lighthouse for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Welcome to the program, Dr. Schlick.
Thank you, Ruth, for having me.
Well, we are just so excited that you can join us because this is the 110th anniversary of the Chicago Lighthouse, and there's so much going on, but we want to start off with you telling us about your background.
Sure. My background is in vision, all aspects of vision. I was a professor at the University of Illinois at Chicago for 19 years before coming to the Lighthouse. I still remain on the adjunct faculty in the Department of Ophthalmology and Visual Sciences. Mm-hmm. And I was also a professor in the Department of Bioengineering. And so I have a background in laboratory science, vision rehabilitation. That is my area. And I've taken my laboratory to the Chicago Lighthouse, and it has become a component of the Sandy and Rick Forsyth Center for Comprehensive Care. So we have expanded the definition of rehabilitation care in this century at the Lighthouse. I think the Chicago Lighthouse has been a pioneer in low vision. We were the first low vision clinic that was founded in 1955 and dedicated by Helen Keller herself. Mm-hmm. So I think we should be, we have always been pioneers and we continue to be so. And it's important to see low vision care in 2016 as having many components that all work together. It's very multidisciplinary, our approach to care at the Lighthouse. It includes not only low vision optometry, but assistive technology, the latest and greatest in technologies. That's where I come in. My lab is dedicated to testing out some of the newer technologies to determine whether they're safe and effective for people to recommend to people who are blind and visually impaired. We also have our occupational therapists, which train the patients on the assistive technologies that are recommended by the doctors. We provide psychological counseling so that we'll be able to help patients adapt to new types of vision loss. And we have orientation and mobility training so our patients can be trained to get to where they want to go, go to work, go to places of entertainment, go shopping, those kinds of activities. So they can do them independently. And independence is a goal. And so that's our broad definition and comprehensive care component at the Chicago Lighthouse, the Sandy and Rick Forsyth Center for Comprehensive Care. We also have the Panger Center, which is celebrating its fifth anniversary. So there are a lot of celebrations going on. The fifth anniversary of the Panger Center for Inherited Retinal Diseases, and that's the ophthalmology component at the Chicago Lighthouse. It's really the portal to our organization in many ways, where parents may be flustered, their children may not be responding according to their age in terms of their vision, and they come in and they're looking for a diagnosis. Many times, I like to think of Dr. Fishman, who directs the center, as the doctor that doctors refer their patients to. When they're faced with puzzling disorders, Dr. Fishman has a real wealth of archival knowledge in terms of very rare orphan diseases that result in vision loss, and the patterns that occur in terms of the progression of vision loss. So he can give them a lot of information in terms of the genetic transmission of the disorder and when their child may go blind. And in that way, help them prepare their child for using other types of assistive technologies to go to school, go to work, and be a productive citizen.
Well, Dr. Schlick, the Chicago Lighthouse has remained on the forefront of technology and science concerning vision, and there's so many different components here at the Lighthouse that address that. Can you give us kind of an overview of what happens here?
In terms of the scientific component? Well, as I mentioned, there is science going on here. Dr. Fishman's area, they're actually, again, a first. Dr. Fishman's area is conducting the first gene therapy clinical trial for ocular disease in Chicago, here at the Chicago Lighthouse. And it's for a disease called achromatopsia. It's total colorblindness. And it's for people with specific gene mutations. So you have to be tested in order to see whether you have the mutation that's being evaluated or investigated. But if the treatment works, it will be a real breakthrough in the treatment of this colorblinding disease. Mm-hmm. And that's taking place here. In my arena, in the laboratory, in the low vision clinic, we are exploring different new technologies and developing new technologies to help people who have, who may be visually impaired or who may be totally blind. So we have a device that's fairly new that has recently come on the market. We were involved in the original FDA clinical trials of the device. It's called BrainPort, and it's a technology, we call it a sensory substitution device, and it substitutes the visual information with tactile stimulation on the tongue. So you get an imprint of your visual world. Think of it as someone scratching your back and scratching the letter L in your back, and you're able to perceive it through the tactile sense. Mm-hmm. This is the same with the BrainPort device. It's developed by a company called WeCab from Wisconsin, and we've been testing it out in different environments with different patient groups. And right now we're looking at patients who are blinded from traumatic brain injury mm-hmm. with the device, testing a new prototype version of it. So it's very exciting. That research is funded by the Department of Defense. The majority of our funding comes from the Department of Veterans Affairs, and Dr. Fishman's funding has come from the National Eye Institute. So it's great that we're attracting funding from these different areas in doing some cutting-edge research to help people who are blind and visually impaired.
Mm-hmm. Give us a little bit of the history of the Lighthouse. 110 years, there's been a lot going on here.
Oh, there has been. And what I see going through the archives in preparation for the 110th anniversary is that the common thread is community support. We have seen such a tremendous amount of community support for people who are blind over our 110 years. And that, I truly believe, is the reason that we have survived so long. Mm-hmm. And we've always stayed relevant because we've always been responsive to the needs of the blind community. We listen to them. They participate. We support them. Our agency is, we just did the statistics, and, you know, we're half of our staff are blind or visually impaired, disabled, or veterans. So we really look to meet our mission, and we walk the talk, mm-hmm. as they say. Mm-hmm. So over this time, you know, we started off at providing food baskets and clothing baskets to the people in need on the streets of Chicago who may be blind or disabled. Winona Hood, who founded the organization in 1906 with a group of her friends, they pooled their clothing allowances and purchased a building, and it provided a work environment for people who are disabled. And as I mentioned, they put together these baskets that were helpful to them. Over time, they hired an executive director, Edith Swift, who was the first female executive director. I'm the second female executive director. In the interim, there were a lot of men who are executive directors. But it's a place where the executive director has worked with a great board. We've always been board governed. Right now we have 43 members of the board, and then we have 9 members of our Chicago Lighthouse Industries board. So you asked how we've supported ourselves. Over the years, we've had a very strong industries division, which has now, just as of last fall, split off into a separate nonprofit called Chicago Lighthouse Industries.
Oh, wow.
So that's new to us. And we have a separate board that governs Chicago Lighthouse Industries. So in terms of our industries, we have, in the past, we have made lines, telephone lines, and we have put together cake mixes for Pillsbury Company.
Oh, wow.
some of the interesting, we did contracts for Western Electric, which has become AT&T. AT&T has supported us, as has Western Electric. So there's a continuity of donors as well in looking at our history. So in 1977, we started making clocks, manufacturing clocks. We are the last large manufacturing unit of clocks in the United States. We're still going strong. We make over 200,000 clocks a year, and they're made by people who are blind or visually impaired. Just right now, we've launched a storefront on Amazon, so our clocks are available on Amazon.com.
To the general public.
To the general public as well.
Because you've had governmental contracts for the clocks traditionally, is that correct?
Yes, we provided clocks to the federal government through the Ability One program, which is a government agency that oversees contracts to blindness organizations and disability organizations. But now we have branched out. We branched out the commercial market, but through large distributors like Staples and Office Max.
Oh, wow.
Now we're going out a bit on our own with the Amazon storefront. So stay tuned, Ruth. We'll have some numbers for you the next time we see you. But that's new for our industries program. You know, we're branching out into digital clocks, and it's a new age for our industries program as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of Amazon, you have a store here on site and also at one of your satellite locations. Can you tell us what's available there?
At our store.
Yes.
We have the Tools for Living retail store here at the Chicago Lighthouse. We also have one at the Chicago Lighthouse North in Glenview at 222 Waukegan Road. And what we sell there, I think of them as emporiums of devices and tools for you to continue doing what you love doing, though you might have some vision loss or maybe blind. And what we've done is we pulled together all possible, the latest and the greatest gadgets and helpful tools, and we serve people, the very young and our senior citizens, by providing them with choices and options.
Okay. Well, give us an overview of those many, many programs that are here at the Chicago Lighthouse.
Well, we have 38 programs, and your show isn't long enough to talk about each and every one of them, so I'll give you the broad categories.
Sure.
Education. We have educational programs for children. We start from the birth to three, early intervention program, where we go into your home and help you and your child deal with a visual impairment or blindness, and our teachers are teachers of children who are visually impaired. They're certified, and the program is partially supported by the state and the Chicago Lighthouse. So it's a true partnership, and it's a private-public partnership. We have a lot of donors that support the Birth to Three program, including the Conrad N. Hilton Foundation and the Wohlers Foundation. They're great supporters. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of private support for that program. And then we have our new preschool program, which is being dedicated tomorrow, and it's the Judy and Ray McCaskey Preschool. It's a blended school for children who are at risk, who may be living at or below the poverty line, and those children who are visually impaired. So it's intended, the philosophy is to teach children tolerance, compassion, acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
We want to provide a great educational environment to future kind and compassionate leaders.
Yes, indeed.
And that's our goal. We also have a CDC, which is a Children's Development Center. It's for children who cannot be mainstreamed in traditional school models, who are medically fragile, who have multiple disabilities. And we have some great teachers in that school. And that's for children who are 5 to 22. Mm-hmm. When they reach their 22nd birthday, they move on to other programs. And it may be our Adult Living Skills program, which serves those who are visually impaired and have some intellectual challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a day program chock full of wonderful activities. And they're going to be served by a brand new center that's breaking ground this summer, the Beatrice Cummings Mayer Senior Center. And in it, we're going to have a training kitchen. We're going to have a yoga and exercise studio. We're going to have computer laboratories. We'll have a music studio. We'll have a large public room that will have a movable stage for lectures and shows, performances, and otherwise used as a great multipurpose area for socialization. And so we're very, very excited about the new center that we're breaking ground on.
Well, Dr. Schlick, give us the location here, the main location of the Chicago Lighthouse, and the website and telephone number, and let us know this brand new
seniors program
will be located
at the Chicago Lighthouse. What we're doing is we're renovating the west end of the building, and it's at 1850 West Roosevelt Road in Chicago, here at our main headquarters location.
Mm-hmm.
And as I mentioned, we're going to be breaking ground. Some of the center will be renovated, already existing space. The majority will be already existing space that will be repurposed and refashioned into the components that I just spoke about. We'll also have an art studio and a horticultural center. And our activities will be focused on social enterprise, where the seniors and the students of the Adult Living Skills program will work together to grow plants that will ultimately be sold to benefit those programs. So bringing in the entrepreneurial spirit that exists and is pervasive throughout the Lighthouse into this program. So we're really excited about it. We think, again, relevance is the key word. We want to do things that inspire people, that keep people coming to the Lighthouse for support and care.
And don't you feel also that the intergenerational aspect of that is helpful for all of those involved?
You know, that's an excellent point. In terms of having the seniors involved with the ALS students, as well as the children in our educational programs, it is so important. It makes the experience so much richer for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so much better. So I think we've only scratched the surface in that area. You asked what else is going on at the lighthouse. You can't come to the lighthouse without seeing all the customer service business that we have here. We have been blessed, very fortunate, to have bid successfully for a number of contracts that we have in customer service. We provide service to the Illinois Tollway, which has been so wonderful for people who are disabled. It is a center that is not at 1850 West Roosevelt, but we have at the university, which is a few blocks away. Mm-hmm. It's our call center customer service for the Illinois Tollway, where we manage all their customer service needs, including updating your credit card for your transponder to helping you pay a violation should you have gone through the toll and forgotten to pay. So those kinds of services are provided there. We have about 400 employees at that site.
Oh, wow.
And about another 300 here at 1850 West Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
We also manage the customer service for the University of Illinois Health System. So if you call to make a doctor's appointment in one of the clinics, or you need to have your insurance verified, you want to register for services, you want to be transferred to somewhere in the hospital, we provide that service to you. And that's, we've been doing that we're celebrating our year anniversary in that area. So a little over a year. So a lot of new programs, new anniversaries, some kind of midstream, and the really big one being our 110th anniversary.
Well, you mentioned all of this going on for the employment of the disabled. Give us a little bit of statistics. What is it like being disabled and looking for employment, and how has the Chicago Lighthouse made a big impact?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because that's critical to what we do. That's opening doors for career advancement, really, for people who are blind or visually impaired, disabled, or veterans. And right now, the statistics are bleak. We're looking at a 70 to 75% non-employment rate for people who are blind or disabled. Mm-hmm. And that's just unacceptable. And the board of the Chicago Lighthouse has seen it as a priority to build opportunities. And that's where our customer service business came in. And that's not only opened up opportunity for customer service agents, but a whole host of jobs in HR. We've expanded our human resources department dramatically to meet the need of hiring, the hiring needs, people who have expertise in benefits, employee benefits, and labor issues. So that's important. IT needs the infrastructure and technology that's associated with the business. Many more jobs have been created because of that. Also, in terms of accounting and financial management, the jobs have grown as well. And as, you know, the old cliche goes, that if you have a job, it's easier to get a job. And it's so true. If you have a job on your resume, it's easier to launch yourself in other areas. So what we've been very proud of ourselves in terms of launching careers. And I think that's what we do well. People come here for a short time, or they may be here for a long time. They may see the lighthouse as a career. They may see it as a launch pad. But that's a critical component. We're helping people find themselves and get on the path of their dreams.
Mm-hmm. Well, we want everyone to become involved with the Lighthouse, coming for services, for employment opportunities, and educational opportunities as well. You know, you've touched on some of the main components of things that are going on here, but we've got special events coming up, and I want to make sure we spend enough time on those so that people can come out and get involved and really take advantage of everything that's going on here.
Fantastic. Yes, we have many events coming up in the next few months, mm-hmm. you know, in the spring, summer, fall area when the weather is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to the event tomorrow, where we'll be dedicating the Judy and Ray McCaskey Preschool, we have our House and Garden Walk that's coming up June 23rd, and that's up north with our associate board. July 25th, we have our scholarship reception. We give out about $80,000 to $100,000 in college and graduate school scholarships to students who are blind or visually impaired. And that's on July 25th. Mm-hmm. We have our golf outing, which benefits our Chicago Lighthouse North location in Glenview. And that's August 29th at the North Shore Country Club. So if you're a golfer, please join us. And then October 17th, we have our Flair Philanthropy Fun Fashion Event at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, and that's a luncheon. So we'll have a wonderful fashion show. We preview new designers, some already existing longtime designers, and it's a lot of fun. And we have, this year we'll be honoring Christina McGrath, and our co-chairs are Jamie Haig and Vanita Reeser.
And this is the sixth annual?
That is the sixth annual Flair event.
Wonderful.
But the really big event is happening June 3rd, Friday. And new this year is it's a black tie preferred because it's such a special event. And we'll be really telling the story of the lighthouse. Jason Wiesner, who's a very talented videographer, is telling the story of the lighthouse in very brief video segments across the evening to keep people's attention captured. Mm-hmm. And I think it'll be really entertaining. We're honoring Dr. Joel Kaplan, who's one of the founders of the Lighthouse. I see him. He's built so many programs here. He's a world-renowned retinologist and friend of the Lighthouse, former board chair. And also we'll be honoring Alderman Ed and Supreme Court Justice Ann Burke. Illinois Supreme Court Justice Ann Burke, who was very influential in building the Special Olympics programs.
Oh, wonderful.
So a lot going on and a lot of activities that should appeal to everyone. We have something to appeal to everyone.
Now, how can we get more information?
You can go to our website, which has our events section, and it's a brand new website that we just debuted in December. We're very proud of it. It's at www.chicagolighthouse.org, or you can call the Lighthouse at 312-666-1331 and ask for the Financial Development Department, and they'll give you more information on events.
Let's give that telephone number one more time.
312-666-1331.
Well, Dr. Schlick, we only have a minute or so left. What would you like our audience to know?
I'd like our audience to know that we are here as a resource for you at any age. Should you be affected by vision loss, or if you know someone, one of your loved ones is affected by vision loss, that we're a place that's very positive. We are very upbeat in our approach. There are solutions. You can continue living and enjoying your life if you are faced with vision loss. And it's really an exciting, positive place. So, I'd like people to know that. That's important.
And what if they'd like to volunteer with the Lighthouse? How do they get involved with that?
We'd love to have you volunteer. Again, same number in the same department. You just say you'd like to volunteer. You can also go on the website and scroll down to volunteers, and there's a sign-up sheet there.
Chicagoland, we are just so fortunate to have Dr. Schlick as the head of the Chicago Lighthouse. She does a wonderful job for all of the 38 programs and then some here at the Lighthouse. And we are just so proud that you are with us. Thank you so much, Dr. Slick.
Thank you so much, Ruth, for having us and being so supportive of the Chicago Lighthouse. You're a great friend.
Oh, thank you. Chicagoland, we invite you to tune in to Chris Radio every day, all day, for important readings of news articles and information, and to come to the Lighthouse and take advantage of the wonderful programs that are going on. Dr. Schlick, thanks again.
Thank you.
Bye now.